Blog Talk Radio.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word.
Saturday morning entertainment show. I'll be your host for the day, Ivo Henry, alongside Cardinal Mills. As a matter of fact, we'll do it in two parts. I'll be the host for the first half of the show. Cardinal will take it up for the second half. Today, March 9th, believe it or not, we have gone past 8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hopefully, you're having good weather. In our neck of the woods, we're having rain, and more rain. Shall we sing? Send down the rain, send down the rain, send down the gospel rain. Well, for whatever it's worth, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours or so. So we hope that you will stick and stay. And, of course, you can be a part of the show, 563-999-3693. Well, lots are happening in the month of March. We're just a day short of celebrating Fillmore Hawkeye's birthday. Just a day short. Shall we say we are a day late and a dollar short? Maybe not. Hopefully we'll have Phil in with us this morning. He's normally frequents us early in the morning. So, but the boy, stand by. We would say we need you this morning. Well, what do you know? we normally start with prayer. I haven't seen Leon here yet this morning, so we'll do that shortly. But just before we do that and we get into the itinerary, let's see what's happening at the course. I'll get myself organized here. Okay, at the course, where are we? Come on in. Proceedings, but just before we have Bob lead us in prayer, I'll just give the prayer for today. Father, thank you for your grace and mercy in my life. Thank you for blessing me so that I can be a blessing to others. Teach me to be generous. Show me how I can refresh others and bring glory to you. Thank you that I can ask for what I need. Thank you for listening. I want my dreams to be aligned with your plan. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And now we'll have our opening prayer by Sister Barbara. Come on in, Mrs. Henry.
Yes, good morning. Good morning to everybody
morning.
Who's listening this morning. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, let's go in. Yes. Okay. Dear Father, we give you all the praise and the glory and the thanksgiving this morning. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness. We pray, oh God, that you would forgive us of all of our sins that we have done, whether in thought, word, and deed, oh God. Help us to recognize who you are, our loving Heavenly Father, that went to Calvary's cross to pay our sin debt in full. Past, present, and future. So dear God, we pray that you would help us to be filled with all knowledge of your understanding. Lord Jesus, we pray that we would live worthy, O God, of our calling in Christ Jesus. And Father, I pray that we would bear fruit in every good work and that we would grow and be strengthened with all power according to your glorious might. Help us to live joyful lives with thanksgiving. Thank you for all that you have done, that you have blessed us with, dear Father, that we could go ahead and share with others. Dear Father, as we have this radio show this morning, may you be the God. May you be seen in this, dear God. All glory and praise to you, dear Father. Not of ourselves, but all glory and praise go to you, dear Father. Lord Jesus, we love you, we praise you, and we give you thanks for what you're going to do today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for that. Well, of course, you know we are into the inspirational portion. We'll go until 10 o'clock, but halfway at the bottom of the hour, we usually hear from Donna and Murchis over there in New York City. They will, of course, tell us what's happening in their neck of the woods. That's at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, of course, we're going to have sports this morning, and there's a lot to speak about. 4-1 sounds like 41, but 4-1 is actually the thumping that the basketball boys would have gotten from India, at the hands of India. You'll hear much about that. New Zealand is putting up a fight there against their neighbors, Australia. I'm sure you're going to hear about that. Football going to come our way as well. Basketball. And we'll know what's happening locally, regionally, and internationally. Of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes that would have taken place on this date, that being the 9th of March. One day, again, just before Fillmore Hawkeye celebrates his birthday. Cardinal will come. He'll greet his fans. As a matter of fact, he'll be taking over the reins. By then, he'll be the host for the remainder of the show, because I have to go and attend to a funeral. That's for the second half, but I'll be listening in on my way to the funeral, just to let you know my whereabouts. Of course, Connor will greet his special fans. He has a lot of fans, but there's some special ones that ask to be called by name. As I said, there's no sweeter sounding name than the one that you would have heard on the radio. So Connor will come. Hopefully he will not stumble over any one of the names, because we know what we get when he does that. He knows. Of course, he'll have a commentary for us, and we invite you, the listeners, to be a part of the show, 563-999-3693. You too can bring something that would be of relevance to the show. We know it's a most listened to show on a Saturday. You could be doing other things, as we always hail our brother over there in Southern California, who gets up very, very early to grace us with his presence. That is Mr. Dennis Heat, and he normally brings along some heat for those who are cold. Murchis normally reveals his attire, so let's see if Murchis would be able to be on point this morning, whether he's going to be in his long or short PJs. Murchis is a little busy at the other end too. We know that she's going through taking care of a mother, albeit she is under the care of physicians of such, but she too is playing her part. So we want to pray for them as well. Mama Popsy and Murchis doing such a fine job. She's still with her mom, and for those who are left with moms, mothers, or grandmas, we want to bless their heart and ask them to really, really count it as a blessing that you still have your mother, and by extension, your father, with you at this time. So, folks, that's where we'll have an open time type line anytime after 11 o'clock. By then, Cardinal will be really have a good show for you. He will be hitting a direct connect, so he'll be having all of the apparatus to his disposal. Nonetheless, we're going to be here for 3 hours or more. Last week, Dennis said he would have missed out the live show, but he would have realized we did 4 hours, and he was happy for that, let's put it this way. And we have to give all praises to Dennis, like I tell you. He comes, when he's not here, he still try to follow what's happening, because as he dubbed it, it's the most awesomest show on a Saturday morning. Well, without any further ado, I think I would have rambled on enough. Just go ahead and ask someone else to come and join us. Sister Evan is with us. And we have Sister Furnace down there in St. Kitts with us also. So we just want to say good morning. But my favorite listener out of St. Martin, 721. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's see what's happening on the mountain.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Never alone, for the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God.
Oh,
God's unchanging hand. You just hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. Feel your whole soul being eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him. I'll leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, and if my earthly friends forsake it, still more closely to Him cling. When your journey is in this, if to God you have been true, oh, fair and bright your home in glory, your enraptured soul.
One day at a time.
Well, can you hear me? Are you hearing me out there? Yeah, we're trying to call for you and Matrix.
No, you just came through.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what was happening there. Tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods. I started by saying mom and dad is still alive, and that's a blessing. A lot of folks don't have neither mom nor dad, nor come. So tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods and how blessed you are today.
Okay, so we are a bit overcast with rain expected in the next 2 hours or so. But we're okay. The temperature is good. In the 40s right now. We expect it to go up a little bit later today. So we're good.
Oh, very good, very good. So you don't have to shovel any snow. You don't have to brave any wintry weather. So are you prepared for...
We're getting out of winter now. Going
we're heading into spring, yes.
Heading into spring with rain.
Okay, well, the ducks need the rain as well. And the farmers too need rain because, you know, we have folks who are sharpening up their mouth for mangoes. Especially coming out of Florida. I'm going to call it a name. Yes, well, I hope you're prepared to lose an hour of sleep. So don't be late for your day tomorrow because we're pushing the clock 1 hour forward in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Matrice, you're going to tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods. By extension, we want to hear about Mama Bobsy.
Yes, good morning, and how are you? Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Yes, here in my neck of the woods, it's pretty much as Donna says, looking forward to the rain later. And with Mom, she is improving, oh, so good. So I'm glad for that. God is good on all fronts. And he's still upbeat in every aspect. So that's a good thing for her. And hopefully we'll see her home soon. Thank you guys for all the prayers and the love. And good morning to each and every one of you. And hope wherever you are, good things will be following you today, tomorrow, and onwards. Morning, Ivor.
Okay. Good morning. And you need to tell us if Dennis is in the shorts or long PJs. Or you might want to tell us he's in the bathroom.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's and see. Today, I think today he's going into the long. He's in the long PJs. Judging from our weather.
Long mean that your weather is cold.
Yeah, we're cold. And in the morning for them, it's It's cold right now for them. Yes.
Okay. I would see if he can answer you. Let's get him to give you a big fat zero, big fat egg here at this time.
Oh.
Dennis, where are you? Come on in. Let's see.
Dennis, don't let me down. keep my record intact.
All right. Let's see. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, Iva. Good morning, Mertrice, Donna.
Good morning.
Cardinal. And
morning.
Yes. That's it. Yes, your forecasting, your vision, your forward looking, you are right on the money. It's a chilly chilly forty degrees out here.
Thank you. Don't pay Iva no mind.
Wow. Well. I'm going to ask later for the lottery numbers. But
see, I got skills. I know these things.
I think you can see through walls.
Yeah, I can see right through anything.
Aye. Okay, I'll make sure there's a fully clothed when you're around. You can see through anything. Well,
there
you know,
go.
Folks, in the inspirational portion, we're glad to hear from you and Donna. And, of course, always good to know this point. You once told me that you're not always right, but you are never wrong.
See? Told you.
All right, well, let's go ahead and see how much we can love the Lord. Adrian Cunningham, where are you? We have to find you.
Ah, yes, God. Ooh, yes. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, Lord, yes, I was so empty. I needed someone who could take away this emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. Mm-hmm. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. Mm-hmm. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look to always let me down. I remember you promised to never leave. I'm depending on you, Lord, to hear my call. I'm cry for your help when I have temptation hovering at my door. Oh, I wonder, where are you, Lord, when the devil seems to knock me on the floor? Now I see, Lord, and you ran and came to set me free.
worship Him for a minute. If we could just set our cares and our troubles aside and just focus on Him, concentrate on Him, and glorify His name. Come on, come on, come on and worship Him now.
And redeeming God.
Holy,
so we
hallelujah to the King of Kings. God, we just want to say I love you. And we worship you because you are God and God alone. And as we now boldly enter into the throne room of grace, we want to give you the highest praise. Oh, come on and worship with me. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Understanding that this is the highest praise that we can ever give to you. God, we magnify you, God, because this is to you. The glory and honor be to your name, to your matchless name. God, we honor you. We say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We worship you, God, hallelujah, because you are God, because it's to you, because you are who you are. Of your goodness in my life. Oh, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Oh, let it be.
You're not coming through.
Oh, just as we're ending, we're going to have Sister Barbara in the here this morning. So tell it on me this time.
Yes.
Yes, so we're going to bring Sister Barbara in now at this time. Come on in.
Yes, I would like to encourage everyone today, no matter what's in life, whatever we're going through, whether joy, sorrows, we all have time. Life has seasons. But through each season, we know that we can trust God and we can believe God and we can have courage because courage is like a muscle. We strengthen it with use. So the more we use courage, the more it is strengthened. So I want to encourage everyone here today to continue to have courage to trust in the Lord with all your heart, as Proverbs 3:5 says. We must trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Do not lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we must always acknowledge him, and he promised that he will direct our path. So always look for the best in others, and we can see the best in ourselves. So today, I just want to close out in prayer, thanking God for the music that was played by Iva, and that he would continue to bless all the listening audience. And most important thing there is that we all would pursue a relationship with Jesus Christ, because it is the only thing that matters. It's the only thing that we're going to have here, the only thing that we're going to take, is to have a personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ. Everything else is vanity. Everything else will pass. We don't know what time. We all have an appointment. So we must be all ready to meet Jesus. So I just want to encourage everyone today. Be encouraged. Jesus loves us. Jesus has our best interest at heart. So be encouraged today. Father, as we close out today, we give you praise and thanks. We thank you for that wonderful praise and worship that we just had with your songs there, God. I pray that it ministered to those, the listening ears there, Father. Most importantly, there, God, that they are comforted, oh God, even at this time. Help them to know how much you're so crazy about them, because that's the reason, there, God, that you care and that you came, there, Father. If they were the only person here on earth, Lord, you have come again and died for them. So help us to continue to love one another, seek your faith, continue to enjoy a relationship with you. Life is nothing outside a personal relationship with God. So, Lord, I thank you today even for Cardinal, dear God. I just thank you for him for even sharing in this radio broadcast, dear Father. And I pray for Leon, dear God, that you just continue to encourage these men of God. I thank you so much for my husband, too, that you will continue to help him to grow in your will and knowledge and understanding. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you for all things. And to you be the glory and honor, Lord. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen.
Oh, 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 oh. No.
Yes.
Oh, oh.
Party make the vibes complete.
No.
Caribbean, so we dance in the trees. Pakistan, wave your hand. Make me see you, every woman and man. Jump up, jump up, jump up. Everybody, make me see you. Wake up,
wake up, wake up, wake up.
We are party from the daylight.
Wake up. We are the West Indies.
at West Indies. And you see, I played that portion in its entirety because I had to pray long and hard to know how I'm going to get David to come on in here and say something, even though he would have heard everything that was said about him. Firstly, by that one there and the other one. But David, you have courage. Your back is broad.
Good morning. First, let me say good morning, as usual, to the ladies. But I want to say good morning to Barbara for that word of encouragement there for us, you know, to always look the Savior for our guidance and our support. Also, good morning to Lynette Martrice, my wife Janet, Donna, and good morning to the lady. Good morning. And good morning to the ladies, wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Also to the gentlemen, Ivor, Leon, Cardinal. And we finally got rid of Hardly. You know, Dennis is still out there in his PJ. And the gentlemen, wherever you are in the world, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. We may have to, you know, bring back one of these guys here to get some cool down because it is steaming. It's back with
Florida weather. Still here. Just wanted to know that.
We gotta let him, you know, sprinkle a little thing. You know, I thought I chased him out because the weather has been steaming pretty warm of late. So I guess I'll probably go by and swing by him and say, okay, give us a little dust. Not anything too terrible, you know.
Too drastic.
Yeah.
No, but I have to have a talk with him to tell him, don't pay you no mind because you put the border right there. He has to creep under the fence. He didn't even come over. He had to be on the barbed wire to get into Florida. And now you need his services? That's going to be a no. No. Anyway, you stick to your word. At least I can say you stuck to your word. You came here, you didn't say one thing to Cardinal. You didn't even call his name. You didn't even call his name.
Hardly, you know, and Hiver here, as usual, trying to get between me and Cardinal. Me and Cardinal is his buddy. So, good morning, Cardinal. As I said, so make it still starting, you know, to create a division, but it won't work. Won't work. Cardinal, you and I know it won't work.
Why? I have Cardinal here on video. If you see how he got his mouth push up, you would think he's a slow hog. The man pushed me out at you when you talk about your hair, buddy. I'm telling you. You realize he ain't said nothing yet, right? Because, boy, I tell you the truth.
I know can't deliver his own message, so Cardinal is going to tell you that he did not give you any message to deliver. So I know Cardinal can, you know, and just I was last night, I went and finally watched it, Bob Marley One Love. But to me, it's a pretty decent movie, so. You know, I don't see what the uproar about it is about. I think it's a pretty decent movie. Pretty decent portrayal of who Bob was. So just would like to say, you know, each and everyone can go out and watch and draw their own opinion.
Okay. David, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Cardinal.
I have to come in here before I schedule myself, but as you talk, you know. But I'm going to say this about the movie.
I guess a lot of people were, I mean, you are accustomed to Bob Marley's music, and you probably have listened to it intently over the years. But something I've said before, a lot of people listen to Bob Marley, they hear the music, they dance to the music, but they didn't get the message.
No.
Heard the music and got the message. They may not be so shocked with the movie.
But
the movie probably brought out a message that they heard before but didn't quite listen to. It kind of like Ivor, you know? You know, they heard it, but they heard something different, completely different to what was said, or nothing at all.
You hear one day from me, I'll drop it. That's how much you see it, and the same thing for Miami on a Saturday morning, though, okay? You're laughing. Wipe that grin off your face, Madrid. I can't know you out of place. I'll have to put you back in your place.
Cardinal, we know we don't have to go down that road there, Cardinal. You and I know what's happening here. You know. So.
That's the ultimate mashup right there. Oh, if I laugh one more time.
No, because Cardinal wants me to say things that I don't see. I went on the road and I see a flock of cows, and he telling me about herd. I tell him I see a flock of cows. He comes in about herd. Herd what?
What you heard? You heard the cows?
Yeah, I see a flock of cows, and he comes in about herd. Heard. So he comes telling David what I heard or what I heard. He always with me and this heard.
Oh, gosh. You know, Cardinal,
he
wants
to tell me what I see. David, this is what I don't like about Cardinal. He wants to tell me what I see. I say, I see a flock of cows. He busting out. Heard. I say, heard. I didn't hear nothing. I see what I see.
Cardinal, I don't think they can make two of him. Cardinal, if they had two of him in the world, then this world would be in trouble. So let's survive with the one.
Still one, yeah. I agree with you, David. I totally agree with you.
And he said he agreed too. Why? What is this? Why you put up a movie thing, Cardinal, or what? You're going to be ending on. Give him what you have to give him, because the amount of, I got to go check my cholesterol, because the amount of butter I see in the kitchen that David just gave Bob. Oh, the entertainment. I'm just telling you. Anyway, it's post time. All your title is
okay.
All.
All right, Ivor.
Yes,
let's see what's happening. Sports. I'm stopping. The NBA, Ivor. Yesterday's game. The Wizards defeated the Hornets 112-100. Pelicans over 76ers 103-95. Timberwolves and Cavaliers. Cavaliers 130. Magic by 24 over the Knicks by 24 over the Magic 98-74. Grizzlies and Hawks. Hawks 99, Grizzlies 92. Miami Heat went down in defeat last night to the Thunders. Thunder 107-100. Trailblazers versus Rockets. Trailblazers. Rockets 123, Trailblazers 107. And the Lakers and Bucks in a squeaker. Lakers 123, Bucks 122. From today, the Bulls will play the Clippers at 4 p.m. And at 7, Mavericks versus Pistons. Nets versus Hornets. At 8:30 is the Spurs and the Wizards, the Warriors. And Celtics versus the Sun at 10, Jazz and Nuggets, and Raptors versus Blazers. From tomorrow, there's a slew of game on. The Bucks playing Clippers at 3. At 6 is Rockets versus the Kings. Pelicans, Hawks, Wizard, Heat, Pacers, Magic, 76ers versus the Knicks at 7, Grizzlies versus the Thunder, so is the Nets versus Cavaliers, and at 9:30, Timberwolves versus Lakers. Now we go to the Bartlett's Premier League. Which is, I guess we will be having the Manchester, no, another derby tomorrow. Which, tomorrow is that big derby there. So the big heavyweights really is going up against each other because teams will separate themselves by who wins to who lose tomorrow in this big derby. Last week to the Manchester derby, which Man U came out defeated by Manchester City. And they have another heavyweight on their hand today. So let's start with the game that was played this morning already. Manchester United defeated Everton by 2-0. Crystal Palace is presently leading Luton Town. 16 minutes is gone in that game. Beaumont and Sheffield is 0-0. Fulham and Wolves is 0-0. Come 12:30 is Arsenal versus Brentford. Tomorrow at 9 is Tottenham versus Aston Villa, and that should be another humding of a game. That will be the curtain raiser for the Liverpool-Manchester City game. Also at 10, West Ham versus Burnley, Brighton versus Nottingham Forest. And that will be the big curtain raiser for the big bout with the heavyweights is Liverpool, number one, versus number two, Manchester City. That starts at 11:45. And I say that should be a good mouth-watering game there because if Manchester City win, they overtake Liverpool. But if Liverpool win, they'll widen the gap between them and Manchester City. Monday at 4 is Chelsea versus Newcastle. So that's what's happening. There's another midweek game. This is Beaumont versus Luton Town. That's on Wednesday at 3:30. So that's the Bartlett's Premier League, Ivor. We also have some heavyweights in cricket, where we go next. And I'm telling you, India is treating England like a stepchild. They are beating them left, right, and center. They can't seem to catch a break against India. After winning the first one and India came back, they haven't looked back since. This is India, as I said, versus England. England batted first. They could only muster 218. It's 79 going to Zach Crawley, 29 to Johnny Bairstow, 27 to Ben Duckett, 24 to Ben Folks. Those were the main contributors there with Kuldeep Yadav getting 5 for 72 from some 15 overs, one maiden. And Ashwin getting 5 for 51 from 11.4. When India batted, they put up a massive total of 477 all out. 110, Truman Gill. And Roy Sharma getting 103, 65 to Paddy Kahl, 57 to Jai Sawal, 56 to Safraz Khan, 30 to Kuldeep Yadav, and 20 to Jasprit Bumrah, 477. The pick of the bowler was Bashir. Yair Bashir getting 5 for 473, bowled some 46.1 over, and he had 5 maidens in there. 173 for 5. And Tom Hartley getting 2 for 126 on 39 overs with 3 maidens. 2 wickets also went to James Adam. He got 2 for 60 from 16 overs. When England batted the second time, they could only make 195. Sorry. With Joe Root getting 84. He had a quick fire, 31 from Johnny Bairstow, 20 from Tom Hartley. Those were the main contributor there. 195 all out in their second energy. Ashwin getting 5 for 77 from 14 overs. And there's 2 weeks apiece to Jasprit Bumrah and Kuldeep Yadav. Bumrah 2 for 38 and Yadav 2 for 40. So they were defeated by an innings and 64 runs. As I said, they've been treated like a stepchild. And just getting beat left, right, and center. Also, in another test match, you have New Zealand and Australia over there in a ding-dong battle right now. In that match, as they enter day number 3, they lead by 40 runs in their second innings, New Zealand. So New Zealand, they made 162 in their first innings with 38 to Latham, 29 to Matt Henry, 26 to Tim Southee, and 22 to Tom Blundell, where they made scores 162 all out with 5 wickets for 31 going to Josh Hazlewood. He bowled some 13.2 over 4 maiden, 31 runs, and he got 5 wickets. 3 went to Michelle Stark, 3 for 59. When Australia batted, they made 256 all out, with 90 going to Marcus Lovershane, 28 to Michelle Stark, 25 to Cameron Green, 23 to Pat Cummins, 21 to Travis Head, and 20 to Nathan Lyon. Those were the main contributors, 256. With 7 for 67 going to Mark Henry, he bowled 23 overs. He had 4 maiden, 7 runs, and he got 7 wickets. Well, now New Zealand is batting there. They're presently 134 for 2 with 65 not out. Tom Latham is 65 not out. Kane Williamson made 51. And the other not out batsman there is Sachin Ravindra. He's not out on 11. So far, there's a wicket apiece to Stark and Cummins. So that's day two in the books. And a decision, this match here may not last 4 days. Also, you know, Ivor, there was a big ambaloo in the Bangladesh-Sri Lanka game where the batsman was given out on field by the umpire. The batsman referred it, and the third umpire overturned it, even though there was a spike when the ball passes the bat, and it creates a big problem. I don't think that that third umpire is going to be doing any more ICC games because of that issue. So, as I said, there's a big, big...
What's new, David? That EIO is... Sucks, man.
Even though they have the technology, Ivor, the umpires are still making mistakes. Now, we move on to what's happening locally, Ivor. We have South Florida Premier League, and they have their final start coming tomorrow. But before we go to that, we have the Lauderdale Night Cricket, which will start tonight. So tonight, the Lauderdale Night Cricket start up here into the beautiful city of Lauderdale.
And complete the league. Yeah, that's what we have to do.
I'm trying to. I know Jamaica will play the first match there for the Lauderdale Night Cricket. I think Jamaica versus Guyana, if my memory serves me correct. And it is Jamaica versus Guyana. Starting time is at 4:30. They're going back to the T20 format. Last year they played T10. This year they're going back to the T20 format. And then the second match starts at 7:30, which is Trinidad versus Combined Islands. As I said, those games will be playing at the Lauderdale Sports Park over there in the beautiful city of Lauderdale, cricket capital, USA. Also, in Lauderdale tomorrow, this is the final of the North Florida Premier League will be played. Again, Ivor, they're playing the final, and before that, they'll play a T20 match. They're starting at 9. Not a T20, a T10 starts at 9. So they still have, here's a final being played, and we're going to play another game before that. So that T10 game, as it starts at 9, Palm Beach Gladiators versus Coconut Creek, Central Broad, General Park 1 and 2. And then at 11, Palm Beach Hurricanes versus BCC Ignite, that's Central Broad, General Park 3 and 4. And then at 11 also is Miami Chargers versus St. Lucie Cricket and Sports Association, Inc. Central Broad, General Park, Field 1 and 2. So that's what's happening there. Locally, Ivor, we also have Cricket Council USA having their T20. Not the T10 bail up in Ponciana in April. So we look out for that also. So that's what's happening to sports internationally and locally, Ivor. We're going to let Cardinal come in, greet many fans. That's it for me for this week until we speak again next week.
Yes, good morning, David. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. And like we usually do, we are here with you every Saturday from 9 a.m. to midday. What kind of time is that to the people living in the cold? They don't know what it is. They like savings time. Okay, so as of tomorrow, we're going to go back to Eastern Daylight Time. So, you know, if you either take the next hour asleep or get to work late, you know, Carlin, you know how to fix it. You've been dealing with it for a while. This morning, we are on the button. Next Saturday, we're going to be back in tune. They're going to catch up with us. And we can't say this enough because we don't want you to meet. We don't want you to miss the inspirational hour. You know, we know a lot of you love that hour as well. Okay. Let me go ahead and say good morning to the special fans all around the Caribbean and the world. And right here on St. Croix, we are having our next epidemic. Okay, yeah. The sun is out. It's warming up, just like it is in Florida now that David has confessed that he's gotten rid of the bearers of the cold. It's warming up around here as well, getting ready for a long, hot summer. And right in the midst of it, we also experiencing an epidemic of snakes. Not any old kind of snakes, but those little big ones that they call pythons. I wonder if the people in Florida send them over here. Because, you know, they're all around the place. Sooner or later, the first blush, they were up in the rainforest. So the people who lived up in the rainforest were complaining. Now it seems as if they're going to be becoming around in people's backyards. People are calling the snake catchers to take it out of their garage, take it from under their car, and all that kind of stuff. So, just in case, if they came from Florida, I think my suggestion would be to mail them, get them all handy, and mail them back here. Because around here, they don't have any predators. So, they're going to overpopulate. Because nothing is there to balance the growth of their population. So it's not their natural habitat. But, you know, they are frightening things to look at just because the name snakes. So I don't know what the next move is going to be. Like he said, getting warm. Around here, we've lost an icon out of the Virgin Islands. Mr. Hugh Pemberton died last week, Saturday. And, you know, around here, they know him as Mr. P. He's out of St. Kitts. And he owns a couple of radio stations here on the island of St. Croix. And I think he owns one in St. Thomas. And I think he's connected to a radio station in St. Kitts as well. So he announces himself as announces his network as the Four Island Link. St. Kitts, Nevis, St. Thomas, St. Croix. The Four Island Link. We lost that icon, you know, plus he's been involved in quite a few business ventures. So we lost that icon on last Saturday. And so it's been a lot of condolences going around. So let me just take the time out from the Caribbean Global Voices, the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, to convey our condolences to the friends the family and friends of Mr. Hugh Pemberton, affectionately known as Mr. P. Yeah, so we've got sunshine. And I said, David probably got a little bit less than I do, but anyone in the cold, yeah, we got sunshine here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. So Marches, put in your bid. You and Donna, put in your bid for your package of sunshine to keep you warm in this cold, trembling, rainy weather that you got up there in New York. And anyone else, we invite you to come in and join the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show for some sunshine. It's always here. Well, I said, let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, and to the special one. So I go up to New York and I say good morning to Matris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babs in Egypt, who we offer our prayers and hope that she recovers and gets back on the or her feet as quickly as possible. Not too quickly to override it. It takes time to get ill, so it's probably going to take longer to get whole again. But in the meantime, we've heard she's in great spirits. And that surely is going to boost her rate of recovery. Mommy Babsy, good morning. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson over there in St. Martin and my good man Carlos. It's all the way to almost in the middle of March. By the next week, we're going to be in the middle of March. And you know what they do in St. Martin? They party. And they're gearing up for Carnival in April. So Irma is probably going to have a few great things to tell us about the parties over here and getting there. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. And Lynette is always on the ball in St. Kitts. And, you know, later in the morning, I'm going to introduce it to something that Lynette offered to me, and hoping that we can have a great discussion about it. Good morning, Lynette, and thanks for the contributions. You've been wonderful. More importantly, next week is Lynette's birthday. I think she said it's the 17th. Somebody remind me if I'm wrong. I think she said it's the 17th. And today we celebrate the birthday of one of our regulars, and the panel who calls in from time to time, Mr. Phil Holtwhite over there in Florida. Happy birthday, Phil. Happy birthday, Lynette. And Lynette we haven't heard Lynette on yet. The Lynette is the one who usually wakes Phil up with her infectious laughter. Good morning. So hope you're going to hear her soon and hear Phil soon as well. Let me say good morning to the people of Nevis, particularly Mr. Renford Doerr and the staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, especially to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I also say good morning to my classmates, and they're busy. They're busy, actively engaged, making contributions to the Charleston Secondary School or alma mater. And I'm hoping for the great success that they have. And so far, they seem to have been a great deal of success in making those contributions. So far, so good. I also want to say good morning to my classmate and special buddy, Mr. Old Sergeant over there in Cotton Ground, Cade Bay, wherever that location is. Good morning to you. I'm going to go across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Michelle and Omel. I'm hoping that they continue to enjoy the sunshine here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. They want it to be embellished with some calypso, and they're going to be waiting around for that. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. I'm going to step across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to Fort Lauderdale and to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And as usual, we're going to say we hope that the brother is comfortable and, you know, meeting his challenges in a comfortable state of mind. We all wish him all the best, and we do really hope that he would recover completely, but it's a long journey. And hopefully we can hang in there with him and give him all the encouragement we want. Good morning, Elimat. I'm also going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, our little brother, Malik, and sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. And I'm going to go down to the southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to the ever-present Jerome Kuttner Richardson. He comes to you that way, by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Kuttner. And, you know, we kind of hear from Kuttner. Usually, his jovial self, you know, on regular occasions. Good morning, Kuttner. Hang in there with us. We'd like to hear you again. I'm going to go on up to Georgia when I want to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara in Georgia. What's the weather like? Is it still cold? Well, let us know. Because, like I say, the sunshine of always makes you warm. And we have it all right here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. Good morning, Yvonne. And this one is a special one because she celebrates a birthday, okay, a birth month in March, which means the celebration has begun, as far as we're concerned, because I already started celebrating it. But she celebrates a birthday on Monday. So we got something nice and warm coming up for you, sis, and hoping that you're going to be grinning all over as you usually do. Infectious grin that makes the heart warm. Good morning to you. And finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, who claims the inspirational hour as her own. I hope she enjoyed the presentation this morning as she would like. And Barbara did give us the affirmation that it was wonderful. Hardly anybody going to disagree with Barbara. So, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. To all friends, fans, and supporters, stick with us because we've got to a great show for you. And by the way, I can't let this pass this up because Mercury is going to be, you know, kind of chastising. I'm reminding the listeners that some part of this morning, I'll be sitting in the big shoes of the little man. I guess you heard it earlier sometime. I can't afford to say that. So I can't afford not to say that because then Murchis would chastise me for not reminding the listeners I'm filling the big shoes of the little man. Lynette likes that too. And Donna likes that. And Irma over there in St. Martin only questions whether the little man wears oversized shoes, but she likes that as well. So stick with us, because we hopefully got a show that would make you smile, laugh, dance, and do whatever makes you have a great Saturday and the rest of the week. I'm going to go on back to you, Ivor.
It's all your fault and all, but you have to remember to take care of Omel. But I have to get the 721. Oversized shoes? Wow.
That was just a question. That was just a question. She didn't say anything. She says she just wonders whether little man wears oversized shoes. That was just a question. Yeah, nobody answered her yet. So the question keeps coming back. You know?
Well, I have to tell her.
Because
we need it for Alice. In a home.
Huh?
She taking Alice out of Wonderland and she going in Wonderland, man. She gotta leave Alice alone.
Lynette Murchis and Donna like to hear me say, I'm filling in the big shoes of the little man. Irma questions whether or not the little man wears oversized shoes. Nobody answered her the question yet. So maybe this is a good chance you can tell her. And then she probably won't ask the question again.
Okay, well, let me get the bone. So we'll pick the bone together.
Okay, you'll pick it in twos. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay. I'm going to play this one, Headline, my angelic sister over there in Melbourne for her birthday, and also the birthday of Phil and Lennon. Happy birthday. beautiful from Celine Dion and R. Kelly. You know, even loved Michael Jackson. Our favorite artist was Prince. And I've been trying to find a Prince, one of Prince's deliverers for her, but I don't seem to be able to find any. So I'm going to substitute for Michael Jackson. It's for all of the birthday celebrants. Good morning. Phil, Lynette, and my dear sister Yvonne. I will be.
Don't get a roll for me. and my tribulations, through our doubts and frustrations, in my violence, in my turbulence, through my fear and my confessions, in my anguish and my pain, through my joy and my sorrow, in the promise of another tomorrow, I'll never let you part.
Michael Jackson, will you be there? Sisters always are, friends always are. So, to celebrate their birthdays, one more time, a little bit of a change in tempo here.
Everlasting smile, a smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that will bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start the brand. Historical notes for today,
February. Oh man, I'm trying to drag this along. I almost said February. I'm almost there. I mean, in March 9th, 2024. Anybody else want to, you know, drag the time along and think it's going too fast? Well, you share my joy, or whatever that is. So, historical notes for today, March 9th, 2024. Today is the birthday from the Caribbean, Samuel Badry. He's out of Trinidad and Tobago. Edwin St. Hill, also out of Trinidad and Tobago. Out of South Africa, Graham Chevalier, Lee Irvin, and Eric Simons. Out of Sri Lanka, Salika Gunaratne. Out of Australia, Mark Harity. Out of Pakistan, Sukan Faik, a female cricketer. Out of Bangladesh, Shamima Sultana, a female cricketer. Out of England, Phil Mead and Robert Dawson. Out of India, Parthiv Patel. Out of the UAE, Ali Nasir. Out of Maldives, Hassan Rashid. Out of Hong Kong, Mehreen Yusuf. Out of Uganda, Hamu Kayondo. Out of Zimbabwe, Audrey Mazbishaya and Regina. Oh, okay. It's also the birthday of Regina Henry. That's the niece of Simon O'Brien. And the birthday of Leland Stanford of the Southern Pacific Railroad. He's the founder of Stanford University. He was born in 1824. Third president of the Philippines, Jose Laurel, was born in 1891. Arnett Coleman, an American jazz saxophonist and composer, was born in 1930. Yuri Gagarin, a Russian cosmonaut and the first man in space. Bobby Fischer, an American chess player and world champion between 1972 and 75. Bobby Sands, an Irish IRA member and leader of the hunger strike at Mays Prison, who was the first to die after 66 days on a hunger strike. Steve Wilkos, a TV show host, he's 60. Or Oscar Isaac, a Guatemalan-American actor, he's 45 years old. Matthew Gray Gubler, a TV actor from Criminal Minds. Matt Barnes, an NBA basketball player, he's 44. Bow Wow, an American rapper, he's 37. Sonny Lee, an American gymnast, is 21. Nicholas Copernicus, the first recorded astronomical observation. And let me click that clear. The first Western recorded astronomical observation. You know, the Africans had already made astronomical observations and recorded them centuries before. So that was written out of history. Let me make that clear. In 1562, kissing in public is banned in Naples, and this was punishable by death. You hear about crazy people? In 1765, after a public campaign by the writer Voltaire, judges in Paris posthumously exonerated Jean Calas of murdering his son. Calas had been tortured and executed in 1762 on the charge, though his son had actually committed suicide. Wow. In 1841, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the kidnapped slaves from the Spanish schooner, the Amistad, are to be freed. You remember that movie, The Amistad? Maybe you haven't recorded the history of it. In 1914, U.S. Senator Albert Fall demands that the Cubanization of Mexico, wow, them in charge. In 1933, U.S. Congress is called into special session by Franklin Roosevelt, beginning its 100 days. In 1945, USB 29 fortresses attacked Tokyo with 120,000 pounds of firebomb. Wow. 1953, and you want to tell me about terrorism? Joseph Stalin, in 1953, Joseph Stalin funeral is held in Moscow after 4 days of national mourning. In 1959, Barbie, that's the doll, makes her debut at the American Toy Fair, at the American Toy Fair in New York. Over 1 billion have been sold worldwide since. In 1961, the Soviet flight Sputnik 9 carries and returns from orbit with a dog named Blackie, frogs, and a guinea pig 5 months later. In 1962, Egyptian President Abdel Nasser declares Gaza belongs to the Palestinians. They're still fighting over it. In 1974, the one-man war finally ends. The last Japanese soldier, Hiro Onoda, finally surrendered on this day, 29 years after World War II ended. He had been waging his own war from a jungle and the mountains of the Philippines. In 1979, Major League Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn orders baseball to give equal access to female reporters. In 1988, actress Audrey Hepburn is appointed UNICEF Special and Goodwill Ambassador. In 1990, Dr. Antonia Novella was sworn in as the first Hispanic female U.S. Surgeon General. In 1996, Sri Lanka's Sanath Jayasuriya hammers 82 off 44 balls versus England in a Cricket World Cup quarterfinal. That's why they used to call him the assassin. 2002, the final advice TV show, The Susie Osman Show, starring Susie Osman, premieres on CNBC. In 2012, Indian batsman Rahul Dravid announces his retirement from Test and domestic cricket. In 2015, President Barack Obama signs an executive order declaring Venezuela a national security threat to the United States. How? Why? In 2021, Queen Elizabeth II publicly expresses concern after Harry and Meghan saying allegations, including of racism, will be dealt with privately. Oh, okay. In 2022, stolen notebooks belonging to naturalist Charles Darwin mysteriously returned after 22 years to the Cambridge University Library. And all that happens on some days on March 9th. Take a look back at it today, March 9th, 2024. Once again, let me say, we are celebrating with Phil, Lynette, and my sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. And we're saying, happy birthday. It's coming up soon. Oh, it's already here. In Phil's case, tomorrow. In Yvonne's case, on Monday. And I think Lynette is not on yet, because she can confirm for me. And maybe Marcus can tell me whether it's the 17th. I think she said the 17th. Don't quite remember. Anyway. We're just going to continue on to celebrate with them and hoping that they have an enjoyable time on their birthday or during the course of the month. We like it that way. We like it to celebrate it all. Just don't, as we always say, just don't wait for the birthday to show up and celebrate it, because you might want to do something funny on that day and ruin my fun. So we leave you free license to celebrate your birthday for the entire month of March, and we'll be right there to celebrate it with you. Now, let me offer a few more renditions for the birthday celebrants, and this time, here we go, with Berries.
have something for you. Hey, little girl.
I seem to have gotten into a snag. Am I being heard, Ivor?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me give you something. Since that one was so unceremoniously cut off, let me give you something else from Barry Salmon. It messed up my rhythm here and my groove, but I'm gonna keep you coming, like I promised you.
Please, we'll step down. You have to use the phone until you log back in.
I think I'm logged in. I'm hearing you,
okay.
Eva, but.
Right, bless now, I'm coming back.
Okay. But I'm. Okay, let me see if I can get this straightened out here first.
I'm
so glad, baby. So glad that I made you come back. I'm glad I didn't turn you down. I've watched you all these years, holding your head up high, just wanting to be someone. When all the fellows around, they didn't pay you no mind. How could they not look twice? They must have been blind. But I could tell from the start, you had love in your heart, and you wanted so much to let it go. Baby, you needed the chance to show a little romance. Now the table has turned, they're running you down, baby. Show it all, show them what you got now, honey. Throw it all, burn them cause you're hot now, baby. Let it all, let them feel the heat now, honey. Show it all, you got them at your feet now, baby. I remember standing on the corner with the brothers hanging out, and they stare at every woman but never at you. But I've always admired and had a silent crush on you. But how could I tell the brothers? They'd laugh and say it's not true, and they'd call you names I'm ashamed to repeat, and even say you're walking in your sleep. Now, then you disappeared and came back last year. Now the same guys are saying, oh, what a heat, baby. Show it all, show them what you got now, honey. Throw it all, burn them cause you're hot now, baby. Let it all, show it all, you got them at your feet now, baby. Show it off and make me feel so good. Ooh, na na na. Didn't think you could do it. How could you look so well? The expression on their faces are guilty, you can tell. Now they're acting so friendly, everyone wants to be near. It
It's either they don't remember or they just don't care. They used to call you names I'm ashamed to repeat, and they even say you're walking in your sleep. Nah, nah. Then you disappeared and came back last year. Now the same guys are saying, oh, what a he, baby. Show it all. Show them what you got now, honey. Show it all. Burn them 'cause you're hot now, baby. Let it all. Let them feel the heat now, honey. Show it all. You got them at your feet now, baby.
Yes, that was Barry Hammond. Again, we're celebrating with Phil, Lynette, and my sister Yvonne, hoping that they're going to be celebrating the birthday, enjoying a little bit of good music, dance, laugh, smile, whatever you wish to do. But we're going to celebrate it with you. Now, it's just about time that I share something with you that came to my attention a few days ago. And this, I think this would be of interest to many of our listeners from around the Caribbean. So let me give you the layout. It was recently announced that the Caribbean heads of state are about to make the next big step to the development of what is called CARICOM, which is supposed to mean the Caribbean community. Now, this step towards regional integration has been in place for a while. And you can go back to 1962 when the Caribbean Federation was attempted to make the Caribbean a single political and economic zone with interrelationship between the people of the different island states. That didn't work out. You know, and I have my own concern about that, with why that didn't work out. And probably one of these days I'll do a commentary on that. But for now, let's look at the present situation of Caribbean leaders suggesting that the restriction on travel called are written in the immigration codes should be lifted, so that people in the Caribbean, in the CARICOM states, can travel for whatever purpose from one Caribbean country to the other, bearing in mind that those countries are members of CARICOM. Now, some people have said one thing or the other. These new restrictions would allow someone from a CARICOM state to just pick up and decide to live in another CARICOM state, and they would not be held to fulfill the immigration residence procedures. It's just like traveling from one part of your home to another. Nope. You fly in. You carry what is called, and I've had a CARICOM passport for years, but it didn't even have a passport. It was just CARICOM. So this obviously has been in the works for a number of years. So you would be considered a citizen of CARICOM in addition to being a citizen of your nation state or your island state, whatever it is. So you move in, you decide to change residence, you can go and pick up residence in any other CARICOM country. Now, people have their concerns about this, people of the Caribbean. And I'm hoping that there are enough people who have concerns to come and share those concerns with us via our conversation. Anybody wants to come in? I know Iva might have some comments. Iva, come on in. Okay, no Iva. Lynette is not on here yet. Let me see if I get a hold of Mortris. Okay. Mortris, you're in.
I'm in, but
okay. Let me know what you think about it. Okay, no opinion?
No.
So you have no opinion on whether you have no opinion on whether somebody can decide to leave Antigua and decide, I'm going to go live in Nevis, in your castle, because I hear they got nice fishing grounds over there. And I like fishing.
Well, opinion, but I would like to hold off for now.
You'd like to hold off on your opinion. Okay. This is what I opened up so that people can express their opinion. Okay. Phil.
I like to make a comment on that.
Okay.
I hope I'm on the road with
you can. You may make a comment on it. And then I got Dennis coming up next. Go ahead.
Okay. There has got to be restrictions. There got to be laws in place. It's okay if we have the free movement. But in terms of a permanent resident, especially for the smaller islands where they can turn, you could become overwhelmed. First, your infrastructure has got to be right. You can open up to every and anybody if you cannot cater to humanitarian needs. For instance, let's talk about healthcare. Your doctors, nurses, hospitals, clinics, urgent cares, what have you. You've got to be able to take care of these amount of people that can possibly come in on a permanent basis. Not no one-off where you have a carnival and a few people come in. You have got to make sure you have water and the waste. So the chances are people coming in and they're coming in to reside. What about your road? What about your vehicles, parking, shelter, housing? You have to look at those things, because if you're coming and you're overwhelmed, and a government should take care of its people. And if you know you cannot do it, I don't think you should go along and say one size fits all. The bigger countries might be able to do that, where you wouldn't, if you can hold 1 million persons, and I can only hold 20,000, it doesn't make sense for me to go and filter and say 31,000 can come in. And it doesn't make no sense nobody tell me that there's no evidence that you will get 31,000. You cannot use it. You cannot use that yardstick, because this has never been done, where they open it up and say, you can just come in and stay as you like. I don't have enough work for you. I don't have enough medication to even take care of a headache. Now that they open it up, the chances are it can happen. And if it does happen to one island, they're going to blame that government. But in terms of free movement for vacation and those kind of things and stuff, I believe you should have free movement once you're a Commonwealth citizen. Just like you go from state to state here, and you just drop in. And you don't have to go across the border. I might have to give it up 2 weeks, 2 weeks. If you like, then you have to go to the situation to ask them for more time. And if you didn't do that, then they deport you, and all of a sudden you can't come back because you were deported and stuff. So it's something that has to be looked after. I think it's a good gesture, but it should not be one size fit all. In other words, let me just end it here. If I can only take 20,000, you should put a limit and say, we can't take no more. After the 20,000, you have to tell the person he can only come in for a day or two, or stop it, because we can't take no more. That's my take.
Okay. Dennis, come on in. Let's hear your view on this.
Cardinal and Naiva. You know, Cardinal, about 60 years ago, we were in the very heavy discussion about whether or not to federate. And I know there were a lot of voices for and, of course, several voices against. The question for you is, what has changed in the 60 years since federation was the talk of the town that would make CARICOM a successful venture for the Caribbean islands? What has really changed? Is it the politics? Is it the economy? What else is there? And can these, as Ivor pointed out, smaller nations be able to withstand the infrastructure assault that the possibility of droves of, do you say it, other non-citizens of your individual countries moving in create by simply coming in without a restriction on the volume coming in at any one time? And I can, you know, I just don't see what has changed as much. Maybe you can see it from your perspective. I've been out of that region for many years. Tell us, what has changed in the 60 years that federation failed to make federation? Because this is what it is, federation coming back 60 years later.
Okay. Well, what has changed as far as I'm concerned? Is there anybody else who want to come in? Let me see if there's anybody with a hand up. Okay, let me put my two cents in first. Does anybody want to come in? You can put a hand up and I'll let you in, anyone who's listening. Okay. Now, that's a good question, Dennis, because that would be one of my concerns with respect to the success of CARICOM. What has changed? And where I would be looking, or where I would be asking that question, is with respect to the mindset of our people. And I'm going to draw on this a little bit later if I make if I draft a commentary on you know, attempts at regional cooperation and regional communion, as I prefer to call it. What has changed, I'm not sure. In 1962, when the federation was attempted, we had people like Marcus Garvey who had attempted the unification of African people all over the world. And that attempt was primarily successful until it was undermined by the established powers with the assistance of African people. I should say people of African ancestry. And I think that the attempt at federation kind of went the same way. There are people who are still loyal to the tradition of colonialism, who did not feel that our people had the strength, had the intelligence, had the consciousness to manage their own affairs. Now, I would say that the same thing happened in Africa at the attempt at African unity that was established a year later, that was attempted a year later in 1962. In 1963, I should say. The Caribbean Federation was in 1962. The African Organization of African States was attempted in the Pan-Africanist Conference was attempted in 1963. Now, there had always been scholars who were the driving force behind this, I should say, synchronization, this communion of the people who have been swept aside by colonialism But colonial civilization didn't just sweep us aside and occupy, destroyed our cultures, destroyed our societies, and occupied our land and resources. It also significantly occupied the minds of the colonized people. And I think that is the driving force behind our inability to recreate that communion and make it work. Now, it wasn't difficult for the Europeans. They went and said, they said, we're going to create the European Union, and they did. You know, there were concerns, just like we have concerns now, and Britain was one of the major issues of those concerns. Now, we are going to be flooded with people from Poland and the lesser people of Europe, and we don't want that. It hasn't happened. Britain withdrew from the European Union on that premise, and then it didn't know what to do. It's hanging out somewhere there in the Netherlands. Meanwhile, the European Union, as far as Europeans are concerned, is working well, even without Britain. I guess the British forget that they were not Great Britain anymore. They were just another toothless bulldog. So, if we continue to honor the principles of those who colonized us, we would always have dissension from the idea of a united Caribbean or a united Africa or a united Latin America. There would always be concern. As long as my feeling, my thought, is that we are trapped in this allegiance to the culture of our colonizers, a culture of oppression, a culture of fear, a culture of believing that we can't do anything and get it to work because we don't have that level of intelligence. Now, are people going to be, just because there's a CARICOM, a Caribbean community has been established, are people going to just get up and move? I don't think so. I think the fact that we think that people are going to flood our countries is pure speculation. Now, I can say this. Usually people travel to regions besides their home in numbers, usually because they anticipate some kind of economic upturn. The anticipation of economic upturn right now is in Guyana, that is saying that it has found oil reserves. Now, we anticipate that with Guyana's exploitation of oil reserves, some money is going to be flowing around Guyana. But is that going to make people out of St. Kitts and Nevis get up in droves and decide to travel to Guyana and live there? I don't even think that is going to happen. I mean, we've seen it happen before. We are just the promise. That's the promise of an economic benefit have caused people to migrate. And that's what they've been using, that people migrate in search of a better life. But let me tell you something. Our people migrated to the UK in droves after 1945, when Britain needed people to rebuild its country after the Second World War. And they did not see any economic benefit out of that. And I can recall reading some of the writings of Ted Brathwaite, Edward R. Brathwaite, out of Guyana. And he talked about the challenges that he had in England. Now, he didn't go there as a laborer. He went to England. He joined the Royal Air Force, was a helicopter pilot during the Second World War. And after he got out of the military, or maybe before he got into the military, he had completed a master's in engineering. But once he got out of the Air Force, he couldn't find a job. He had a master's in engineering, and he couldn't find a job. Imagine all of the people who went there as laborers, what they went through, the housing challenges, the healthcare challenges, and all of that. And a big scandal came out on that they called the Windrush scandal, wherein people left the Caribbean thinking that they were British citizens and they were welcome in Britain. Okay? And you would remember in the 1970s, Edward Heath had this bold plan to register the birth of all Caribbean people in England, register their birth in Jamaica, whereby you could deport them because they were not British citizens. Like I said earlier, we moved to Britain, or people moved to Britain as British subjects, not as British citizens. And for years they remained in Britain as second-class people, not getting the benefits of social participation. They were deporting people willy-nilly, even people who were born in England of West Indian parents. They're saying, you don't belong here. No, we don't want that to happen to our people here in the Caribbean. We know that the colonizers are wild and excluding us. We know that. So why can't we create a regional arrangement where we embrace and include us and know ourselves as Caribbean citizens? And like I say, I think the limitation or the restriction and that consideration is that people are still minded to be loyal to the principles of the colonizer. Has that changed significantly? It has. It has changed significantly. But the question for me is, has it changed enough? You know, we had people instituting changes. People like Bob Marley, Marcus Garvey, ringing in those changes. But with a mentality cultivated to honor and glorify your slave master, that change long in coming, and it may not have taken effect as deeply as we would like in order to create that Caribbean community as CARICOM is supposed to mean. Now, am I just talking about this mindset, this mentality from the ordinary people? No. I'm also talking about this mentality being cultivated in the people who present themselves as leaders. And I think that's where the West Indian Federation failed, because some of our leaders were not convinced of the intelligence and competence of our people. They had adopted or internalized the fear of themselves that the colonizer had cultivated in them. That's what I would ask. Has that changed sufficiently to allow us to create a Caribbean community where we are no longer just citizens of the different states, but we are citizens of the Caribbean community? That's my thought on that matter.
A follow-up for you, Cardinal. Mm-hmm. When Britain joined the Common Market, which is the EU version of the Federation or the CARICOM, the citizens of the UK actually voted to go yes or no into the community. Your opening comments earlier said the heads of Caribbean countries have made this decision. Has this decision been put to the citizens of the various Caribbean CARICOM regions to see if the citizens are in favor of this type of federation?
The fact that CARICOM even exists, you know, it exists, but it has not gone as far as the fact, the last part of CARICOM, which is supposed to mean community. We have not established that community, and the limitation on establishing a community, as I said before, is not that just the people have this allegiance to colonialism or the principles of colonialism, is that our leaders too, many of them, are afflicted with the same mentality. So I'm sure some of our leaders would object, just like they objected in 1962, whatever form that objection might take. So I am saying that you know, what has changed, what has to change, is the mentality of a people. And that's the change that I see as necessary for the success of CARICOM. The first step was taken, okay, where, you know, you can travel around the region, but the restrictions were lesser. Now they want to move those restrictions so that you can travel around the Caribbean as a citizen of the Caribbean community, not as just a citizen of St. Kitts and Nevis or Jamaica or Trinidad and Tobago, but as a citizen of the Caribbean community, which we do have a free movement. Now, are people going to, like I asked before, are people going to migrate in droves because of that? I don't think so. You know, as far as taking it to the citizenry is concerned, we can expect the same kind of response from the citizenry as we expect from the leaders. Some of them are going to object. Some of them are going to say, no, in no form, way or form do I want a Jamaican living in St. Kitts. I don't want it. There are some people who are going to go that far. You know, I don't care. Some people say, I don't care whether it's one or 1,000. I don't want Jamaicans here, or I don't want Trinidadians here, or I don't want or Antiguans here. And that is the crazy part. Taking it to the citizenry is going to have that same response, whichever way you vote. Okay? So the leaders have decided that they feel that it's time for the period. I think CARICOM has been in place since 1974. That's when CARICOM was established, between Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, and who? I think was it St. Vincent? Okay. They started, you know, they saw the siege of CARICOM, and later the other island nations joined as states associated with Britain or as independent countries. Now, we have that question. Should the citizenry decide whether or not CARICOM should go forward to its next step? The response that I expect is going to be the same. It's going to be cast between people who are still trapped in the mindset of colonialism versus people who are saying, yes, it's about time that we as a formerly colonized people are to shed the chains of colonialism and create an atmosphere in which we are the people of our own self-determination and respecting each other as such. That's going to be the big step.
Cardinal, what about mm-hmm. the economic situation within the CARICOM group? Is the economy vibrant enough to sustain the possibility of large numbers of people moving within the community?
That is an age-old question, and that issue came up. You can practically call it. It was the nail in the coffin for the West Indian Federation, as it was called at that time. because you remember at that time the Jamaican dollar was more valuable than the US dollar. Okay? Trinidad under Eric Williams had secured its resources from the control of the invasive forces like Texaco and Shell and so on. So their currency also moving upwards. And the concern was that, hey, we are bigger than those little countries like St. Kitts and Nevis and Antigua and so on. And we're going to have to carry their load. That was a poor economic decision. And we can see how poor it was by the final outcome. Because those same leaders, as in Jamaica, who said, we can't do it. And then Eric Williams followed, who said, well, and Eric Williams is credited to have said, they say 1 from 10 leaves 9, but in my calculation, 1 from 10 leaves 0. Okay? So that was a poor, both political and economic decision. They did not have an ounce of vision as to how to maximize the currency of the Caribbean in terms of human resources, in terms of natural resources. They had no clue. They were short-sighted. So in the meantime, Britain or Europe exploited us to generate, you know, billions and billions of dollars, pounds, or whatever else currency they had in resources from both Caribbean and Africa. And we had no clue as how to maximize those same resources in our own interest. So the Jamaicans thought that, or those who were in leadership positions in Jamaica at the time, thought that, hey, we could be rubbing shoulders with the big boys. Oblivious to the fact that these big boys who you want to rub shoulders with are wolves. And they're going to treat you as a sheep. And they're going to shear you and rip your throat out. And that's exactly what happened, why the Jamaican dollar looks the way it does now.
Cardinal, exactly. The economic exploitation that's taking place in Jamaica right now, and I mean by that I mean the takeover of Jamaican economy by the Chinese government. Mm-hmm. In other words, these days it seems that the Jamaicans cannot lift a finger without the Chinese pushing dollars and pushing a lot that keeps the economy flowing. How will their position within places like Jamaica affect this so-called CARICOM community with free movement, given the dependency of the Jamaican economy on the Chinese?
You mean the Chinese on the Jamaican economy? Well, the thing is that Jamaica found itself in a desperate situation after a while. And desperate situation leads to desperate measures. And once you're desperate, you cannot make, you know, logical decisions. So the Chinese exploited a desperate situation. But I'm saying, with the emergence of the West Indian Federation and a communion of people of the Caribbean, that could have been avoided. Now, remember that round about the same time, 1963, the emergence, or I should say, the first Pan-African Conference in Africa, talking about the Organization of African States. Okay? That was the focus. That broke apart because of that. Remember, the Organization of African States was ready to embrace the Caribbean community. They said, look, these are our brothers. They can come home. Kwame Nkrumah says, look, they don't have to know which part of Africa their ancestors came from. They are our brothers. We are the same parents. They can come to any part of Africa that they want. In Ghana, Ghana still has a program where returning Africans from the diaspora, which means include Caribbean people and people from South America, can get acres of land once you return to Ghana. Okay? So all that was put into the works. But that fell apart as well. And what strikes me, that it fell apart because of our concerns, of our preoccupation with preserving a culture that has oppressed us, dehumanized us. Thinking, like I say, in the thinking of the aristocracy in Jamaica, who governed Jamaica at the time, thinking that they could rub shoulders with the aristocracy of Europe. It was not going to happen. Okay? It was not going to happen. But for all the historians would tell them, for all Marcus Garvey laid down, they still believe that they could work. They only come to exploit you. That's what Marcus Garvey says. They don't have anything good for you. But we still insisted that we're going to connect with them. We have this. We needed to dismantle our economy from theirs, and they would have come to us. And then we would have been able to call the shots about our destiny. That didn't happen. And the mentality that prevented that from happening is still persistent in the Caribbean and Africa today. We had a couple of coups in Africa in recent years where we say we're talking about self-determination. Okay? Yet still, you have Burkina Faso was the last. Oh, no. Was it Burkina Faso? No. Well, Mali, Burkina Faso, it's all the Sahel area. You have an organization in Africa called ECOWAS, which is considering military action against African countries that have thrown out their colonizers or asked them to leave. That country is called ECOWAS, led by African people. In the midst of an economic crisis of African people all over the world, because Europeans were able to get more from our resources than we were able to. That's the damning thing. And as I see this, or continuing to hold on to that mentality, or continuing to regenerate that mentality in successive generations, is going to be our demise eventually. Because you can't tie your ship, your boat, to a sinking ship, and when that ship go down, you think that your boat is going to remain afloat. It's not going to happen. And that's what we're trying to do here in terms of not wanting to mobilize CARICOM and the self-determination of a formerly colonized people.
Well, my final word on the note, I hope that perhaps there is some success. However, we have to bear in mind that the people of Britain voted to go in, but the same people of Britain voted to come out when they thought that they were being taken advantage of by, dare we call it, migration inwards. So the Caribbean and CARICOM community need to really take a serious look to make sure they have the right type of, dare we say, stabilizers within the community that will prevent a uprising from one or two unhappy folks who may paint the migration inwards as an overtaking of their country. This does have serious consequences that may arise as a result of this. But I wish them success, you know, and that's my final thought on that.
Thank you, Dennis. We are close to closing time, so I'm going to say goodbye on behalf of all the staff. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Mortuis. Thank you, Ivor, for your contribution to that. Yeah. And with that said, this is Caribbean Global Voices wishing you a great week as we come on again next week. Until then, have a wonderful one.